Imagine walking into a bank in 2030, only to find yourself in a museum-like relic of the past. This isn't science fiction. It's the trajectory Brett King maps out in Bank 2.0. While traditional bankers cling to their marble columns, a startling reality has emerged. 90% of daily banking transactions now happen electronically, not in branches. This disconnect between how banks operate and how customers actually bank represents what Bill Gates called banking's dinosaur moment. The evidence is overwhelming. Mobile banking users check accounts daily, payment technologies evolve at breakneck speed, and fintech startups are capturing market share from established institutions. What's remarkable is how rapidly these technologies achieve mass adoption compared to historical innovations. While electricity required 50 years to reach critical mass, smartphones and digital platforms achieve widespread adoption in mere months. This shift has fundamentally altered the power dynamic. Banks that once controlled the customer relationship now find that power has transferred to consumers who demand service on their terms. The message is clear. I'm not here to work for you. You are here to work for me. Banks must understand this new reality or risk becoming irrelevant in an increasingly digital world. Banking psychology has transformed dramatically. Today's customers demand instant gratification and constant access, a stark departure from traditional deferential relationships. Following Maslow's hierarchy pattern, once basic financial security needs were met, customers began seeking self-actualization through complete financial control. This revolution unfolded in three waves. First, the internet shifted 90% of transactions from branches to electronic channels in just a decade. Second, smartphones enabled mobile banking, with a third of users checking accounts daily. Third, phones merged with payment systems, making physical cards and cash increasingly obsolete. For traditional banks, the impact is profound. Product approvals now happen instantly, credit cards in minutes versus 14 days in 1980, personal loans in hours instead of weeks, and mortgages in days rather than months. Customers now judge banks on performance across all touch points. A great branch experience will not save you if your internet banking is frustrating. Successful institutions recognize this behavioral shift is permanent. The pandemic merely accelerated the inevitable digital-first banking transition. Banks struggle with a fundamental problem. Channels operate in isolated silos that hinder customer-centric experiences. While technical barriers have fallen, organizational silos persist. Channel owners rarely communicate and often compete for resources and attention. This problem manifests in bank hierarchies. Despite 90 to 95% of transactions occurring electronically, branch network heads typically report directly to CEOs, while digital channel managers sit buried levels deep in IT or marketing. This creates a power imbalance where channels handling most customer interactions have minimal influence. Banks justify this by crediting branches for sales initiated elsewhere simply because compliance requires final paperwork processing there. Senior executives treat branches as serious banking, while other channels are mere alternatives, completely misaligned with actual customer behavior. This would be like Netflix prioritizing DVD mail over streaming, or Amazon focusing on phone orders over online shopping. The solution requires appointing a customer champion to manage all channels, implementing cross-touchpoint analytics, involving customers in design, and creating an empowered innovation team. Branch banking must evolve to survive digitally as customers shift away from in-person transactions. Progressive banks now view all channels collectively as the bank, rather than elevating branches. Innovative models are emerging. Cashless branches from Rabobank and ING Direct function like coffee shops with mostly digital transactions. Banks are developing hybrid locations with automation for transactions while maintaining advisory staff. Some use RFID to recognize valuable customers upon entry, allowing staff to prepare in advance. Consider Apple's retail transformation. Their stores aren't transaction centers, but experience hubs where customers interact with products, receive expert advice, and solve problems. The successful banking branch will follow the Starbucks concept, a packaged, self-sustaining business generating revenue with excellent service metrics without cash transaction burdens. This means routing routine transactions to less costly channels while branches focus on building profitable customer relationships. As one banking executive noted, what matters isn't the physical branch itself, but the business proposition, sales approach, and service model. Mobile banking has evolved from basic WAP interfaces to sophisticated apps that put an entire bank in your pocket. Today's smartphones integrate capabilities that previously required multiple devices, creating new opportunities for financial services. The most successful mobile solutions include the bank-in-a-pocket concept, mobile payments, and banking for the unbanked. Mobile payments have transformed economies globally. South Korea sees millions making purchases via mobile billing, while Japan's wallet phones process billions in transactions annually. For the unbanked, mobile banking has revolutionized access. With migrant workers sending over $328 billion in remittances annually, services like Kenya's M-Pesa reached 11 million users in just 3 years, triple the customer base of major banks. For financial institutions, mobile banking costs just 8 cents per transaction versus $4 for branch transactions, increasing loyalty while reducing costs. The question isn't whether mobile will dominate banking, but how quickly traditional institutions will adapt. Payment technology is evolving rapidly beyond traditional banking, from Barcelona's Baja Beach Club's RFID microchip implants to today's sophisticated biometrics. Security now relies on fingerprints and iris scans rather than PINs and passwords. Future bank branches may combine RFID with facial recognition for seamless authentication. Virtual currencies are challenging traditional monetary systems. In China, QQ coins became so widespread that the central bank worried about their impact on the yuan. Despite government intervention, their value rose 70% due to scarcity, foreshadowing today's cryptocurrency boom. Mobile peer-to-peer payments have grown explosively, particularly for remittances. Telecom operators created SMS-powered systems for workers to send money directly to family, a $1 trillion opportunity banks largely ignored. As cloud computing and IP-enabled POS devices facilitate direct smartphone payments, retail transactions increasingly bypass traditional banking infrastructure. Banks that don't adapt risk becoming invisible utilities rather than valued financial partners. The Bank 2.0 transformation demands changes in technology, organization, and strategy. Banks must implement straight-through processing, develop channel-agnostic content capabilities, and create service-oriented architecture, reducing legacy system dependence. Traditional marketing is fading. Bank 2.0 will replace ineffective TV ads with targeted approaches using advanced analytics and predictive selling, potentially raising response rates from 0.4% to 20-25%. Social media engagement will supersede interruption marketing for customer acquisition. Branch networks will evolve paradoxically. Time-poor professionals will prefer remote relationships, while major transactions, like mortgages, will still require specialist advisors. Routine products will shift to more efficient channels. This transformation needs a structured timeline managed by a central innovation team. Early phases build foundational capabilities in analytics and digital engagement, while later stages introduce advanced payment technologies, branch automation, and predictive marketing. Banking is changing rapidly. Institutions must adapt or perish. The future belongs to those embracing digital transformation as their core strategy. The revolution isn't coming. It's already here.